You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm joined by Cass.
Yes, you are.
I started the episode without telling you.
Yeah.
I had to put on the back down foot. All my fidgety things.
No, it's fine. And we're joined by Jackson Bailey.
Hey.
Your beard's looking real nice.
I think it's too big. At
no, way. It's good. You look like a wild man.
You do look like a wild man. Every single time I compliment you on your hair, you
say
to me,
too much.
I am about to get it cut.
My head hair's good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of mullety and it's good.
Yeah, but my beard is too big.
Oh, it's good.
It's too annoying.
And today we're talking about thermometers.
They got mercury in them.
They do got mercury in them. You know, mercury is the only liquid metal at room temperature.
Yep.
I do know that. Yeah.
Isn't that an interesting fact? If you could change anything in the world instantly to be liquid at room temperature, what would you change?
Well, this brings back a classic debate.
Oh, about, no.
Does it?
Yeah. No.
Oh, God, why?
Because my first thought was houses. Because I've always thought if I made houses small enough, could I make them a liquid and drink them? You know what I mean?
No!
No, I don't know
what
you mean.
If I got a bunch of houses, like billions.
Billions of houses,
billions
okay.
of houses.
But I made them microscopic.
Yeah.
How?
With the devices.
Okay. Yep. You got a honey I shrunk the kids thing.
Yeah. And then I put them in a cup.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Then I drank.
Yep.
There'd be like liquid house.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But you're the first people in the world who've ever
agreed. Is that a debate? What do you mean? You just make up. If I use magic to make houses into a liquid, could I drink a liquid? I guess you could.
If they're microscopic, it would feel like a liquid.
Yeah, because I think what people often say is it would be like you're drinking sand.
Well, no, if it's a grain of sand's not a microscopic
grain
thing.
Grain sand's big.
Yeah, grain sand's big.
Grain sand's big. Well, that's awesome then. Then I make you do it with houses and I drink them.
No, but that's not.
That's what makes it liquid.
So you would turn every house to liquid,
and
but it wouldn't be
houses.
Small. Everyone would just get wet. And drown from in and out.
Oh,
houses.
Right. Good point.
Yeah. You have to be outside when you.
Then bridges.
No, Jackson.
Because of the horrific destruction it would cause.
All right. Well, what are you doing, Hayden?
I kind of want to talk about more about the destruction of bridges, to be honest. Do you have a favorite bridge collapse?
Have you seen
the one? I don't know what it's called,
but
you probably know it. You've seen like the kind of guy that would know the specific bridge collapse. It's like something happened to it where the bridge started vibrating and wobbling.
Oh, the wiggly bridge?
Yeah, I know the wiggly
and it's
bridge.
Like it must have hit its like resonant frequency or whatever.
And
this bridge is like, it's like a concrete bridge and steel and stuff, I assume. And it's just wobbling
like
it's made
waves.
Of jelly. It's fucked up.
It's because, isn't it like, because it's like a suspension bridge, but they fucked the suspension somehow.
Made it too wobbly.
Yeah, so it's too wobbly and then it wobbles just right where it falls apart.
That actually does look like liquid.
In my brain, it started off slow and then went, whoa.
I think it's like a little wobble and then it gets bigger.
Yeah,
bigger,
I guess it doesn't
bigger.
Start an instant massive wobble, does it? It has to build up to something.
My favorite bridge disaster would be the silver bridge that collapsed after everybody saw Mothman.
What?
So everybody saw Mothman. You know Mothman.
I know Mothman.
You guys know
yeah.
Mothman.
Yes. I did know Mothman. I spent a lot of time when I was 13 looking at Mothman. And I think he doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't think Mothman's real. But
what?
Yeah. There was one like piece of evidence where this might be the same bridge.
Yeah.
It was a picture of a bridge, and there was like an unknown, like, sort of blob on the bridge. And there's like a picture from far away, and they're like, that's Mothman, and he's like cocoon form or something. He's like, you know, he's in there, he's huddled up on this bridge on the side. You know how some moths are on the side of things sometimes?
I do.
And I was like, showing my friend, like, look.
Holy shit.
And he's like, that's a light. There's four others on this bridge. Only one was circled in the red thing. I'm like,
That's so funny.
And that's what really sealed it for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got gut.
Yeah. Well, the story, as I know it, is that everybody started seeing Mothman. And then in Point Pleasant, in America, somewhere
in Virginia. He's like a 6-foot man with moth wings. That's what Mothman is, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got a moth head.
Mothman.
Yeah. No, he typically probably doesn't have a head.
He doesn't have a head.
Yeah, it just ends at the top, and then he's got his wings.
What? That's not true. I mean, I don't want to dispute you on Mothman because it seems like it's something you would have spent a lot of time looking at.
Yeah, I've read.
But I think that's
not
right.
The Mothman Prophecies is a fucking awesome book. Everybody should read it.
He doesn't have a head.
Well, it's not that he doesn't have a head. It's just like he doesn't have like a human head.
Yeah,
he's got a moth head. That's what I'm saying.
That's
what I fucking said. That's what I'm asking you.
How dare you?
But it's like a human head-sized moth head.
Yeah, but it's like it's in like the torso.
It's flat because it's the head of a moth, so he doesn't have a
it's
neck.
It's in the torso.
Oh,
so the moth head is on top of the head of the torso.
So imagine.
Yeah.
That's a fucking head. You're showing me a guy head. With a head.
It is a guy with a head. Jackson's just thinking that because there's no neck, it doesn't count.
But doesn't go. It's not like a full head.
No, it is a full head.
Jackson, you're
the
just.
The picture we just saw had
a face.
No, you're getting confused about
a
neck.
Yeah, on a mound on top of his torso.
Yeah, it's a face on a mound on his torso. Jackson, you're just missing the neck. That's still a head.
Do you think if Mothman was next to you,
yeah,
facing 90 degrees away from you, and you talk to him, do you think he would have to turn his whole body?
Yeah,
or
like,
do you
a
think...
like a whale. Whales don't have a neck, so they got to turn their whole body if they want to look around.
That's
whales
that might
are
be true.
Neck.
Wait,
whales are neck. No, that is true. They are like a snake. They're all neck. Or all body, depending.
Nah, snakes are all neck, whales are all body. That's easy.
Okay, so you know how your spine isn't a neck?
Yes, yeah, I do.
You could twist your hips away from your shoulders.
Yeah, you could twist like this.
Yeah, you can twist like, I can make my shoulders face while making my hips face.
Yeah. Does a whale have hips?
Yes.
Yes, they do, because they used to walk on land.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They have a secret little bone that's not connected to anything anymore from when they used to be wolves.
And it's just a secret little bone.
No, it is. It's like their old knee bone or something.
Oh, floating no.
It's no, I'm pretty sure it's like, I think it's completely detached in the blubber. Not in the blubber, but in the guts.
Just a loose
not
bone.
The guts.
Where do
bones
they have
go?
A loose bone?
They do. I'm pretty sure, from memory, they've got a loose bone not connected to anything, and it used to be their knee bone, and they evolved to not
don't
have legs.
Make
but
me
they
Google loose bone.
But they
Google secret little bone. Yes.
But they like they didn't evolve out of it because it wasn't causing any fuss. So there's no reason
to get rid
to
of
go.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
A floating bone.
Floating
that's,
bone.
I'm 80% sure that's true.
Is Hayden okay. Right? Is there a floating bone?
Okay. By Cass's face, I'm now 99% sure that's true.
Okay. Vestigial structures such as pelvic bones in the baleen whale are evidence of evolution because they show structural change over time. Now, I'm having a look at this bone.
Yeah.
And you will notice that it looks exactly like a little penis.
Wait, what? Oh, I thought I was right, but
it
you would have got excited.
It does look like a little floating wiener bone.
But it is floating.
It is.
Look,
it is
it's fucking floating.
Have you looked at it? Have you seen
I'm
this?
Looking
it's
at
it's
it.
In dick position.
It's a free floating dick position.
It really does look like
loose
if you
bone.
Gave a skeleton, if you gave a whale skeleton a whale dick,
yeah.
That's picture that, that's what it is.
That's but exactly, it's, you
except
don't need
to it's about a foot and a half away from the spine.
That's awesome.
Because it's a floating bone.
Floating
bone.
Floating
bone. I was right.
Yeehaw. But the bridge that collapsed in Point Pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly, that's what Mothman was there to do.
To destroy the bridge or to help out?
No, to destroy.
Is he a goodie or a baddie?
He's a good. He's a baddie.
Mothman's a baddie.
He's a goodie or a baddie, yeah.
The real baddie in Mothman times, though, is.
Wait, wasn't Mothman times like.
1967.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But in the Mothman
universe,
era,
yeah.
Is a guy named Indrid Cold who appeared to a guy.
No, don't say it was the 60s and then give that 12th century name.
Indrid Cold.
It might be Ingrid. I don't know.
Ingrid.
Basically,
Ingrid makes a lot more sense than Indrid.
I still think it might be Indrid. Anyway,
did you read this
today?
Yeah, I read this.
Yeah.
In the book The Mothman Prophecies by John A. Keel.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy living in Point Pleasant and he's driving up a mountain one day and another car flags him down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other car, the door opens, and a guy comes out, sort of weird-looking fella, and he says, hey, I'm Indrid Cold. I'm a spaceman. Anyway, I'm going to tell you the secrets of the universe. We got to become best friends. I'm going to appear to you quite often in my spaceship.
Yeah.
And then this guy became real famous, and like people would gather around his house, and he would be seen leaving the house with allegedly Indrid Cold, and they'd drive away in limousines and stuff. And anyway, who was that guy?
Wait, why was he evil?
Oh, he just had a sinister energy.
How is he worse than Mothman?
Well,
how
Mothman
is he the
was
real
just
villain?
Mothman didn't do anything. He was
neither
just
did this guy.
Hanging around.
He got in a car and had a friend.
He met a man, wanted to be friends, and
all
they drove around
in
limousines.
The guy who Indrid Cold was like, you're going to be my friend. His wife hated Indrid Cold. She was like, who is this guy stealing my man?
You got a really low threshold of what evil is.
Anyway, yeah, then the Silver Bridge collapsed on Christmas Day, I think.
Okay. Uh-oh. Can you tell me any details about the thing you're talking about, please? What the fuck? Tell me, you talk about Mothman.
What about Mothman? What do you want to know?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Why did the bridge collapse?
Yeah.
Structural problem.
So it wasn't Mothman.
The Mothman was sort of like a herald of what was coming. Mothman was there to just announce that something bad was going to happen to Point Pleasant. He didn't wreck the bridge.
But so you what? Opened the story saying that he did.
But wait, so he's not a baddie then?
No. Well, well, what is he? Something.
He's something. He's something.
Well, you know, he
no,
was
I
there.
No, I don't know, Jackson. You've not said anything.
He was there, and then the bridge collapsed.
I know. Okay. Listen, I did when I
but
started
I thought
talking.
He was a warning.
Well, yeah. Well, no, he's like a herald. He's like, it's coming.
Did he say okay. It's coming?
No, he didn't talk. He just flew around. Anyway, a lot of people think he was just a sandhill crane from behind.
A sandhill.
You look up a sandhill crane from behind with his wings outstretched.
It looks
sort of
like
looks
a guy
like
with,
Mothman.
With no head, but actually it's a head.
Just with just a face, yeah.
Are you looking it up, Cass?
I am.
Look up a sandhill crane.
Yeah. That's a bird.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
go sandhill crane Mothman, because then you'll probably get a picture of, like, because when it extends its wings from behind, it kind of looks like how people drew Mothman.
Yeah.
So it's probably just a sandhill crane, then people went, you know, crazy.
How? Well, it must have been a big crane.
Yeah, possibly. But also, apparently, when we're scared, yeah, see?
So look, so
oh,
that's...
Oh, yeah, and it looks like it has the eyes, because yeah. The back
it looks
of its
like
head
it has
is...
big beady eyes, it looks like it's got big long legs, and it's got big wings.
Mm.
Now, what I'm noticing about this guy is it's got a neck, Jackson.
People leave the neck out in the description, I guess.
That's real, that's a... The main feature of this one is neck.
Mm.
Well, sometimes they'll be looking down.
If I was to turn anything into liquid metal, it'd be asphalt, I think. And then every city is turned into Venice.
Oh!
Romantic.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Mm.
Well, what about what's under the asphalt? Oh, no, it still works.
That's
it still
not
works.
My problem.
You just slip and slide.
Yeah.
So you could just, like, row your car to work.
Yeah.
I'd probably get a boat, I think.
That's annoying. Would the government provide everybody boats?
Depends where you live. Australia, no.
Okay, damn.
The Scandi countries, yes. Okay. Everywhere else, probably not.
Okay, yeah. We got to buy our own boats.
Yeah, that we got to get a socialist government in here, man.
Well,
otherwise, when we are totally good, we're fucked. I don't want to swim through asphalt. It's probably bad for you.
Do you know how to operate a boat, Rocky? You can figure it out.
Yeah, I've driven a
absolutely.
Boat once.
Oh, yeah.
I've driven a boat recently.
I did a bad job. I got banned from driving the boat again because we were driving. It was like a speed boat.
Yeah.
I was like 14 or something. Family friend, they had a boat. They were very excited that they got this boat on the lake.
Yeah.
And they told me when another boat goes past, it leaves a wake, obviously, but that wake sticks around. So when you approach that, you're supposed to slow down.
Yeah.
And I misremembered that. And I thought you're supposed to speed up.
Okay.
To cut through it or something was my logic.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
It certainly felt like I did. I did a lot of ka-dung, ka-dung, ka-dung as the hull went up and down and smacked.
So you sped up to fix it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I sped up. That was the result of me speeding up.
Yeah, okay.
And then I got yelled at and no more boat for me. Well, but also, why would you let a 14-year-old drive a boat?
Well,
fucking, you know. Yeah, I think so.
Where did you drive
Maybe
a boat,
15.
Cass?
I was on a dive trip, but I don't know how to dive, so I was just on the boat hanging out, and then the captain's like, can you aim the boat over here? It's easy.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
What kind of boat? Like a skiff?
A sploon?
What are you saying to me?
They're nautical terms.
It was a square-looking boat.
Oh, a scroodoon.
I think the top was a bit pointy. Like
That's a scroodle.
Yeah, that sounds like a good...
Yeah.
A spoodle.
A lot of rope on there?
No.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. That was a trick question. Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be a scroodaddle. If it was
Boats would be a good thing to make water, because we wouldn't know.
Yes, we would. There'd be no boats anymore.
Yeah, but we would be like, how many were there to begin with? Because, like, there's no water.
Because now there's none, but I could have sworn there was at least a couple.
Because if you did it to, say, every car, you'd see the puddles, and you'd be like, that's where a car once was.
Oh,
but if you do
you
it
mean.
To every boat, it just goes into the sea, and you're like... Where were the boats?
Yeah, where'd they go?
You just look for the pile of stuff that was in the boat.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because it's just the boat that becomes water. Yeah.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Maybe the metal would float on top of the sea.
So it has to be metal?
No.
Does it become mercury or liquid?
It just becomes liquid at room temperature. So it's a liquid boat at room temperature.
Okay, liquid
boat. Does a liquid boat float? A normal boat floats.
Well,
sometimes it sinks.
Much to think about.
Great point, yeah. Really, yeah, good point. Yeah.
I think maybe it would do both. Maybe it would split up.
Oh, so some would sink, some would float. Yeah.
The oil, I suppose, would
rise to the
all
top.
The, all the horrible motor oil and stuff in there, and the crude oil.
Yeah, yeah, that would all. That
the ballast would just mix in because that's that's already seawater. And then you've got the liquid metal.
I think
would sink. Yes,
you could do every whale. Because then we would be like, where'd the whales go? And we just would never figure it out.
That'd be
like,
sad.
The sea's quiet.
Yeah, the sea's, no one's singing.
9/11 is a holiday for whales. You know about this, right?
No.
No.
Why?
You know about this?
I don't know. Okay, my guess is that 9/11, like, all the planes stopped.
Mm. Yeah, so that it was quiet for the whales.
And the whales started singing again, and they were happy.
Do they sing in the anniversary of 9/11? Is that
Yeah, because the planes stopped.
Oh, every time.
Wait, no, the planes don't stop every 9/11.
Do people not? I thought fewer flights ran on 9/11 because.
I think fewer, but I think now.
It's
no
probably
one cares.
Enough that the whales
people
are still
have now
singing.
We've forgotten now, right? They say never forget. We pretty much forget.
Yeah, only
you'd book your flight on 9/11 and be.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah.
It's not
going to
happen twice.
It's like a Friday the 13th. It's, probably bad luck, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to not fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least for the first few years after 9/11,
the whales would sing on 9/11. That's awesome.
They were so happy. People couldn't work out why the whales were getting more and more sad, and then 9/11 happened, and then we figured it out.
And it's airplanes. I would have thought it was the boats.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, you would have.
Did I say that weird or what?
Yeah.
I don't know
I
what
sounded like
about
a weird stand-up. It's like a stand-up punchline or something, but I didn't say anything funny.
No, there was something about the pacing that threw me a guess so much.
I don't know if I can replicate that anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't want to try and imitate it because I don't really know what you did.
I think I would turn everything at liquid to room temperature hair.
Oh, liquid hair.
Would it stay in your head, though?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's cool. Does it get dirty?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then
but how do you wash it?
In cold water, and then it stiffens up.
Ooh.
So, like, ice?
No, like, just colder just, water so than room.
Does my water hair stiffen up, you're saying?
Yes.
Answer the question, guys.
Yes, your water hair stiffens up. Because this is room temperature, it's liquid.
Okay.
So if you cool it.
Oh, I see.
It's not.
Okay.
So just.
What is the parameters of room temperature?
It's the whatever room you're in.
Yeah.
That's not true. Big freezer, walk-in freezer, that's a room.
Well,
you're calling it a freezer. You're not calling it.
Well, you call it cool room.
Ah, you've got me there.
I feel like room temperature is one of those phrases.
Sauna's a room.
That's true.
I couldn't think of another one before, but now I thought of one.
Hang on. Yeah, there must be a guideline.
That's
for
what
room
I'm saying.
I don't know. I feel like it could be one of those like colloquial terms that we just throw around that doesn't mean shit, you know? Mm. Are you scared of with a sauna? Are you ever scared of getting trapped in one? And they're like somebody locks the sauna while you're in there and you like get too sweaty and die.
I remember
can't get too sweaty and die.
Well, I know. I assume that I'd be okay.
Yes, you can. What? What are you talking about?
You could die in a sauna?
Of
course you can. It's like 50 degrees in there.
You bake. How do people do it? Boil.
No, you know, because you're not in there for very long.
Oh, so that's why Jackson's scared.
That's what's scary about it.
We had a food tech teacher in high school, and he was like talking about how if you're in a sauna too long, and it's like imprinted into my mind, he'd be like, your meat would fall off the bone.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you would cook. Your meat would fall off the bone.
Oh, that's so scary.
But it worked, because I mean, you cook
you're
other
cooking
stuff.
Yourself.
Like,
yeah, you're slow cooking. You're slow roasting.
Be nice, though. Your meat would fall off the bone. How nice would that be if all your meat fell off your bones? Just for a day.
just a little bit of like, just feeling it like slough. Like,
yes, finally I'm free. I can really stretch out my bones.
I would like
your bones a wash.
Yeah.
Like scrubbing down with a brush.
You got to have dirty bones. We all got dirty bones.
There's some pills you can take that make your bones green and also black. You know that? Have we talked about this on the show?
Is it cyanide?
Why would I do this?
Well, it's not. Well, because it'd be cool to walk around and be like, hey, I got black bones.
You won't see that till I die.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
I do have them.
It's like a side effect of some certain pills.
That's
awesome.
It
turned your bones black. And they didn't know for ages.
Well, until someone...
Because why would you? Yeah. And then all of a sudden they did surgery. Like, hey, this lady's bones are all black. What the fuck?
Whoa, that's crazy.
What pills are you on? Oh, these ones. Oh, that's probably it.
That's cool they get an Oscar when they were looking at her bones.
It was one of those awake surgeries.
Where they take your skeleton out.
Yeah, and they just look at the color of your bones.
Yeah, I've always wanted... I think it would be awesome to separate my meat, my ghost, and my bones. Let them sit down and really hash it out.
Yeah. Are they in conflict or do they need mediation?
I think they'd...
I think
they'd gather around and just talk shit about me, I reckon. That's
so
what
wait,
I
you
reckon.
Ghost, your meat, and your bones.
That's all the bits.
But you're not your, you're not
I'm
your
not
brain.
There.
Not your brain.
Yeah.
Now, your brain must mediate, right? Your brain floats atop.
Now, my organs are just dumped in a bin somewhere.
But that's meat. That's your meat.
No, meat's
no,
muscle.
No, he means the muscle.
You can bone organs are meat.
Organs are a kind of meat. That's
what I'm saying.
Jackson wants his muscles, his skeleton, and his ghost to have a conversation. Yeah. The organs, fat, skin.
Skin.
Skin's organ.
Brain.
Skin's an organ. Fuck you guys. Skin's an organ.
Well,
I'm smart.
It counts as organ. Yeah, it counts. And that also goes in the bin.
It all goes in the bin.
Jackson's brain
will
not be.
Oh, that's what you said,
present.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and they just figure it out. They just figure it out. And then they get all the organs. They put it all. They get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sort my shit out.
How
you know?
Do you cool. think your life would get better?
I just think I would feel more focused.
You know, you heard of dexamphetamines?
Right now it feels like my bones, they want one thing. And my meat wants another. Yeah. My ghost wants a third.
What does your ghost want?
Well, I don't know. That's why there's so much chaos.
Maybe
what does your brain want?
Yeah. Maybe your brain just needs to have a one-to-one with each one individually.
Yeah. Figure out. It's like, you know, if my brain's the boss of my body.
Which it is.
If.
You're worried about, like, usurping? Or
maybe my meat's in charge.
Mutiny?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, your meat's kind of calling the shots, right?
Yeah.
No,
it's making stuff happen.
No.
I know. Okay, yeah, you're right. But the meat's the enforcer.
Yeah, the meat's the enforcer heavy. In my body, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like Ratatouille versus Remy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
no, you're totally right.
Yeah, it's
Ratatouille versus Remy. Who wins?
Remy's
well,
the enforcer.
He's a meal. So.
Yeah. Where's the man? Linguini's the man.
He just wasn't involved.
That's the most. I was going to say that's the most noodle name, but it literally is a noodle name.
Yeah, it is like, a noodle name.
Which one is Linguini? Have we had this guy? I feel like, have we talked about what linguine is before?
No, we were talking about raviolos.
Oh, fuck.
No,
okay. I got to learn
Hayden
my pastas.
Didn't know. Oh, I see.
I've been doing this thing every morning where I'm trying to like learn geography.
Oh, yeah.
And I like, I look at a world map and like it's like, point to Azerbaijan. And I go, there it is. And I can do it. But
nice.
Maybe my next thing
is pastas.
Yeah. Click on rigatoni. Oh, fuck.
I don't know which one linguine is now that you mention it.
I don't know either.
Long flat. Isn't it long flat?
Is that long?
That's
fettuccine.
Fettuccine.
Fettuccine's long flat.
Yeah.
No, flatter. Hang on.
Flat?
Because there are different levels of flat.
How flat can the pasta be? See, it's
what's lasagna
sheets?
That's pretty flat.
That's flat.
Oh, okay. No, fettuccine's the flatter one.
That's all. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's linguine?
The not so flat one.
Spaghetti?
That's spaghetti.
No, that's a tube. No, like a cylinder.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Okay. But there is one that's a tube, though.
Yeah, that's rigatoni, I think.
No, like a thin. There's one that's spaghetti.
But it's a tube. It's got a hole in it.
Yeah, there's a hole in all the way through, like a straw.
That seems
and
weird.
And it's not spaghetti.
Because like the hole in other pasta is to like collect sauce.
Yeah.
But it feels like you wouldn't collect sauce in your tube
spaghetti.
Maybe it's
spaghetti. To absorb water quicker.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
cook
true.
Quicker, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But people use those as biodegradable straws now.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
That's
awesome.
I've
been to bars where you can just get a pasta straw and it literally biodegrades. You cannot go to those bars if you have celiac disease.
Yeah, you're
I was going to say.
But,
waste
straws, yeah.
Yeah, and just make them out of rice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Easy.
Yeah, linguine is small and flat, but fettuccine
small
is flatter
and flat.
But wider.
Small in
sorry.
Which way?
Sorry. It's flat spaghetti.
I get it's flat.
All right,
yeah. And I mean small as in it's not as wide as fettuccine.
Okay.
Okay. So
it's like if you split a fettuccine down lengthways.
Yes.
You get two linguinis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that how they do it?
No.
It could be.
Every time I make pasta,
yeah,
I do this thing where I eat a little bit of dry pasta.
For good luck?
I don't know. I look at it and I go, yummy.
I like try pasta. It every time.
Every single time. I go, oh, yummy.
Yeah,
pasta, little treat for me. Yeah. And then I eat it and I'm like, it's sharp. ow.
It is never as good as you want. That
no,
true,
it's always bad. It's always a bad time. And but I do it every time.
Do you know what's excellent every time?
Yeah.
Raw dough.
Raw dough is so good.
Any dough. Pizza dough. Pasta dough.
Raw dough.
Short crust pastry. I am salivating now thinking about.
Have you ever got eaten so much dough that you feel real sick?
Yeah,
that's a good time. That's a good kind of sick.
Do the same thing with a classic is if you're like you're baking and you got like the mix and you're like, it tastes good.
Yeah.
Then you put it in that's baking in the oven, you get the bowl and you're like, well, I might as well lick the spatula clean.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I feel horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got a weird headache now.
Every time I bake a cake.
I ate 1 gram, like 100 grams of butter just then. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's allowed. Butter's good for you.
Butter is good for you. I made banana bread recently.
Oh, I'm gonna make
with banana more. Bread, you got to put like a thick wad of butter on the slice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you have
right.
to. Yeah. It's
you
the
have
law.
To do it, dude. You have to.
You put chalky chips in your banana bread?
No.
What the fuck?
I should have done.
No, it's good.
Why?
Are you against it? Because get it?
What do you mean, why? Because it tastes yummy and banana and chocolate go well together.
Yeah, and coffee. Banana and coffee go well together, too.
Spices?
Cinnamon?
Like nutmeg?
Chai bread.
Yeah.
Like chai bread?
Yeah. Like chai spices, obviously there's no tea in it. But.
Yeah. Do you reckon you could do banana bread with other fruits? I was thinking this while I was mashing up the banana.
Yeah.
It's like, what if I mashed up a strawberry? Could I make strawberry bread?
The texture's going to be really different. You could put apple puree in it to save it.
Apple bread.
That sounds good.
I think anything you can make into a muffin, you could make into a loaf.
Yeah,
muffin.
I believe that's true.
That
I believe
checks
in
out.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Blueberry loaf.
That makes sense to me.
One of my favorite tastes and smells is the flavor of muffin. But not any of the bits with the shit in it. Like when I'm like, you know how muffin is the base and then you put like
extra
stuff in it?
Yeah, okay.
To make
just muffin, plain muffin.
Plain muffin.
I love a plain muffin.
I used to go to like muffin break.
Yeah.
And get
one plain, please.
Well, they didn't sell them, so I'd get the chocolate chip ones, and then I'd eat all the chocolate chips out of it
so that
I could have plain muffin.
And then is it kind of good because you get the little remnants of chocolate? Like
no,
just a
I
little
don't
bit?
Want that.
Not even the remnants.
So was it a chore for you to eat the chocolate chips
Yeah,
out?
It was a chore for me to eat them. I'd eat them and be like, oh, my God, I just want my dessert of plain muffin.
How did
muffin.
You go about that seems quite surgical. Like, you wouldn't have to cut it in half.
It was worth it. Yeah, I would cut it in half. No, quarters.
Because they're internal chocolate chips. They didn't even think
if they're throughout.
Yeah, it's mixed through.
Yeah.
So I'd eat all of them.
And then melted.
Yeah, they're a bit melted. Yeah. So I'd use the little plastic knife they gave you to, like, scoop them out.
Make sure there were no remnants.
I would, aim. Oh, it's really tricky because they're really in. But then I'd use all the, oh, my God, plain muffin.
It is good. It is good. Especially, like, it's little enough you get it, in the mouth. That's good. Hey, with thermometers, when I was a kid, I've not been around them so often, but, like.
A thermometer?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I haven't either. It seems like a real days of yore technology.
Yeah, but you don't have thermometers?
Do you have a thermometer?
I have a thermometer,
I wish
like
I had
a medical one. Yeah.
I wish I had a thermometer in my house that my Google Home was attached to. So I could be like, hey, Google, how hot is it?
Yeah.
Like a temperature one.
Yeah.
What other kind of thermometer is that?
Isn't like not the one for
a
your
wetness
body?
A thermometer.
Oh, you know what? One for my body.
Yeah, I've got a medical thermometer.
Not a catheter.
That I put in me.
Yeah, I put it in me and I say, okay, Google, how hot am I? I'm like, okay.
Hey, Google, do you reckon I'm sick?
No, but I was always scared because what people would tell me about thermometers is they would be like...
You're scared of thermometers?
What?
Because people would always say to me as a kid, they would be like, if the thermometer breaks, don't get near the liquid because it's really poisonous or dangerous.
Yeah, because it's mercury,
Because it's mercury. And so I was just always like a bit cautious around thermometers.
Is it red, the mercury in it, or what?
No, that's the new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So it used to be silver looking.
I guess so.
Yeah. I think, the red stuff is new.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've updated thermometers. That's cool.
That is cool. Do you guys want to hear some facts about thermometers?
Okay.
Yeah. It just turns out it's just facts about mercury.
That's good.
Okay.
Mercury. it doesn't actually not absorb through your skin instantly. So, like, you shouldn't touch it, but if you do touch it and
it's not so
bad.
So
it's
wipe
like
it off, you won't.
Fentanyl.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Like, people get crazy about fentanyl now.
They're like, I don't want to touch fentanyl. I'm going to
overdose
instantly and die.
Yeah, if you get people.
All of the symptoms are
touching. There's that weird rumor about that Travis Scott concert where those kids died that there was a guy going around stabbing police officers with fentanyl.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what? Jesus. They just came out of nowhere and made no sense. And there was no fa- that behind. But news reports have been like, maybe that's why it happened. Because all the cops got overdosed on fentanyl.
Oh my
God. It was crazy.
What the hell?
I don't know.
I love hearing all the people talking about overdosing on fentanyl and then giving a blow-by-blow of having a panic attack.
Yeah, oh yeah. Every single time without fail as well.
Yeah. My Every God. Single time. No one's ever done it.
No, but like, you know, those people.
It's actually fine for you. People have just been babies.
I had
just
medical.
Just go to therapy and you can body a bunch of fentanyl, okay?
I had medical fentanyl.
Yeah.
How was it?
It didn't do enough. I was in so much pain. I didn't know the pain scale. They're like, what is it? I'm like, oh, like a 2. Turns out it was an 8.
Oh, my God.
I read a pain scale afterwards.
Yeah. Cass just wanted to be polite. She was in hospital, couldn't get out of bed because she was in so much pain. How much pain are you in? Oh, it's a 2.
I don't want to cause a fuss. I just don't want to make it seem
they
like
they gave me some fentanyl and I was like, it's feeling a bit like a 3 now. Like, it's getting a bit worse. Like, okay, well, we'll put you in recovery because it's only a 3. And yeah. I went in. They're like, how are you doing? I'm like, hey, what's a 10? Because I can't walk.
What did you think a 10 was?
Well, because she was like, I was like, what's a 10? And she's like, oh, a 10 would be like breaking a bone or like I told her about this really bad bone I got once. She's like, that'd be a 10. I was like, oh, well, it'd be like a 5 at least then. Because like, if that's the worst,
a 10,
that's pretty bad. And then I couldn't walk. So she's like, we can give you some more.
Yeah.
But usually we'd give you like Panadol or Nurofen, but because you've been under anesthetic, we can't do that. So we can give you like an Endone, but you'll probably just go to sleep. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I needed more pain relief later.
Yeah. And then I got home. Next time I'm in hospital, I'm cranking up that pain scale.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's the only time, well, it's not the only time I could, but the only time I really want to.
Yeah.
Enjoy opiates.
Hayden was on the phone to me in the hospital, and you were like, "How are you going?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, like it hurts. I need more thing." And Hayden's being like, "Hey, you got to start at 7. What are you saying 3, 4?" Yeah. And then as the nurses come back to the room, like, "Okay, gotta go. Bye."
Yeah.
And you were like, "Say more numbers." I'm like, "Shh."
Yeah, and you did. Then it worked.
Yeah.
Well, no, I said 5, and she's like, "Oh, we'll give you some more." And then when I got home, someone showed me the pain scale,
and you were like, "It was you were at an 8 the whole time."
Yeah. Turns out if you can't walk, that's debilitating pain. You need relief from.
Yeah.
So now I know. If anyone goes to hospital, look up the relative pain scale because the pain that you can imagine, it turns out, is literally unimaginable pain.
Yeah.
And the real pain is one that is happening to you now.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Mm.
That's good to know.
Anyway, but mercury doesn't kill you if you touch it, but obviously don't touch it because it can still... It's not like instant death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The vapors, that's the fucked up shit.
Mm.
It'll destroy your lungs and your kidneys and your everything.
Oh my God.
It gives you like a personality change or something as well.
Makes you all really cool.
Why
do heavy metals make you different?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Same with lead.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's a weird guy.
Well, it is. I mean,
like why? Like,
there's a theory that like a bunch of serial killers in the 80s were like so prevalent is because like why there were so many serial killers in the 80s was because like they grew up in the 60s where there was a lead and everything, and they would have just been babies licking lead all the time. I don't know how much weight that holds, but that's a theory.
You've just given me a flashback to when I was a little kid and I had this train set.
Yep.
And I remember opening up, it was like a little carriage, and I took the roof off the carriage, and I was like, Mom, what's this block of like weird, slightly squishy material inside? And they were like, it's lead. Just a huge block of lead within the train that I was just playing with as a...
And then you gave it a good suck just to figure out what was going on?
I think so.
I think you could suck a bit of lead before.
You could probably eat a tiny bit of lead, you'd be okay.
People use lead all the time. Like lead is still used in like art and construction and stuff.
Yeah. Like and it's good.
Nice and heavy.
Like where people, you're right. Lead was in everything in the 60s, and only some people became serial killers.
That's true.
Not
that
everyone.
Is true.
Yeah, I think it's worth rolling the dice on it.
You can probably body a bit of lead. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And you've been Jackson. Why did I start talking?
Did you want history?
Oh yeah, make it quick.
I'll make it quick. Here's some 2 facts about history.
Here's some 2 facts about history. Good.
The first thermometer was called the all-butt thermometer.
Oh,
A-L-L-B-U-T-T. All butt thermometer. It's the first practical device to become commercially available.
All butt.
It was all butt, sorry.
All butt.
But in reality, the first thermometer for checking the human temperature was the human hand.
Whoa.
Damn, he's hot up here.
Makes you think.
400 BC is when
they
figured that out.
This is when they invented the human hand?
This is when they figured out. Like,
they're touching someone that's hot.
How are you going to approach that? Where you're like, we don't know how sick he is, and I'm like... Hey, I know.
Hey, have you tried touching him?
I keep imagining it. Wait, up the 400 asshole, BC? But I guess not.
Hippocrates was the person who was like, hey, guys, we should start touching these people to see if they're sick or not.
See if they're hot or not.
He can't have been the first.
Do you reckon we figured out internal thermometers like as a device before we figured out just sticking a finger up someone and seeing what the temperature was like inside?
What? Well, ask that again.
Well,
I feel like I got
like
lost.
A rectal thermometer.
Yeah.
Do we think we invented the device? Like, you know, saying the human hand was the first time we...
They would have been sticking fingers up buttholes, I think.
How much do you reckon you can learn about how sick someone is from sticking
a
finger up?
Well, I reckon
dogs learn heaps from just the nose, so, yeah. Like...
That's we've lost true. That. We've lost that skill.
We've lost that ability. That's tragic,
yeah.
In a way.
Okay, yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
Jackson, you're on Plumbing the Death Star and Thumb Cramps.
Uh-huh.
And Basal Speculation.
That's right.
And if you want to get behind the paywall... Jackson Bailey Spooks America.
Oh, yeah.
And also Shut Up a Second Classic. It's that's this right. Show, but it's you and Jackson and... No, you're
me Jackson.
You, Joel, and Zoe.
And Zoe, that's right. That's
original
right.
Three.
Original Triginal, as we used to say.
You say that now.
Well, I don't.
You just did.
Well, I just did that, and that's true. That is true.
Okay, bye.